Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something that, well, it sounds simple at first, constant communication. But believe me, we're going way beyond just, you know, everyday texts and calls. We're looking at this really profound idea of ongoing connection. It spans. Well, it spans quite a lot. Our sources today are fascinating. We're talking insights from historical figures, practical networks, all the way to cosmic links and divine interactions. So our mission really is to pull out those surprising facts, those aha moments about how communication works on all these different levels. Some are pretty intricate.
Exactly. And these sources, they don't just tell us that communication happens, which is obvious, I suppose, but they get into the how it's kept up, why it's so crucial. It's kind of a shortcut to getting your head around this whole unique perspective on connection. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So where do we start? Let's make it concrete.
Yeah, let's ground it.
Okay, how about Paul, the Apostle Paul? Our sources describe his journey. He arrives in Puteoli. That's what, 140 miles from Rome?
Mm-hmm, 140 miles. Not exactly a short hop back then.
Right, and yet the Christians in Rome, they hear he's coming. They're informed of Paul's approach, as the source puts it. And some of them actually travel all that way just to meet him. I mean, that really shows how vital they thought this connection was, doesn't it? This network.
It absolutely does. It wasn't just a casual greeting. It was an active effort to maintain that link. Shows the value placed on it.
And Paul kept it going, even from Rome. It wasn't just passive. He's sending out workers, writing letters.
Yeah, letters of warning, practical advice.
The churches he'd started, but also ones he hadn't even visited yet. That's quite the outreach.
It really is. And that allowed him, as the sources say, to be kept informed of the condition and dangers of the churches.
Hmm.
It let him exercise a wise supervision. Hmm. It's a masterclass in remote leadership, really. Communication is the backbone.
That phrase, wise supervision, really sticks out. It's active, isn't it?
Definitely. Not just getting news, but guiding.
Which kind of leads us to the next level, maybe. The divine connection. Our sources use some really striking imagery here. Christ is described as walking in the midst of the golden candlesticks.
Right. And those candlesticks in that imagery, they are the churches.
Exactly. So he's not just observing from, you know, way up high. He's among them, intimately present.
Mm-hmm. Walking up and down among them.
And it says he knows their true state. He sees everything, their order, their piety, their devotion. Even though he's the high priest, the mediator up in heaven, he's still pictured as actively involved right here on earth.
It paints a picture of constant vigilance, doesn't it? This active presence.
Totally. And you mentioned vigilance.
Yeah, the sources call him the true watchman. It says he watches with untiring wakefulness and unremitting vigilance, specifically looking to see if the light of any of his sentinels, his churches, his people is burning dim or going out.
That's intense. So it's not just passive awareness, it's active oversight to prevent, well, failure.
Precisely. The idea is that if it were left just to mere human care, that flickering flame would languish and die. But his continued care and sustaining grace, that's described as the very source of life and light. It actively keeps the flame alive. It's a continuous intervention.
Wow. Okay, so we've got human networks, this vigilant divine connection. Where else does this concept take us?
Well, it gets bigger. Cosmic, even.
Cosmic. Okay, like what?
Think about Jacob's ladder. You know, from his dream.
Oh, right. The ladder reaching from earth to heaven.
Exactly. Base on earth, top in heaven, God above it, angels going up and down.
Yeah, I remember the image.
The sources say that ladder is a symbol of constant communication kept up between this world and heavenly places.
Yeah.
It's a channel.
A channel. And it connects to Christ.
Directly. It says the ladder represented to Jacob the world's redeemer who links earth and heaven together.
So Christ is that ladder, in a sense, opening the communication line.
That's the idea. Through Christ, the communication is opened between God and man. And that's how angels can travel back and forth with messages of love.
Okay, that's a powerful symbol. Are there others?
Yes, actually. The cross. The cross of Calvary is described not just as a past event, but as another perpetual memorial. And significantly, a medium of a constant communication with the world of light. It's an ongoing link.
An ongoing medium. How does that work, practically speaking?
Well, the idea is that contemplating the cross, understanding its meaning, it constantly draws the mind away from the earthly to the heavenly. It gives you a perspective shift, lets you glimpse the glories of the celestial world, and kind of reevaluate what's truly important, heavenly versus earthly attractions.
So these symbols, the ladder, the cross, they aren't just pictures, they're active conduits maintaining this constant communication.
Exactly. They reorient our whole perspective.
Okay, so this communication network is vast. What about God's role in all this? How is he managing this immense system?
Well, the sources paint a picture of God in his high and holy place. But he's not distant or inactive.
Right. He's surrounded by, what was it, 10,000 times 10,000?
Thousands of thousands of holy intelligences. Basically, an unimaginable number of beings all ready to do his will.
And he's in touch with everything.
Active communication with every part of his dominion, it says. Through channels we can't even see.
Channels we can't discern. But where's the focus in all that vastness?
Amazingly, the focus comes right back here. It is in this speck of a world, the sources say, in the souls that he gave his only begotten son to save, that his interest and the interest of all heaven is centered.
Wow. All that power focused right here, and the communication is direct.
Seems so. To every sincere prayer he answers, here am I. That's immediate. Personal.
That's incredible. Okay, so there's this open line. What about protection? Is that part of the communication?
Very much so. The sources are clear. The angels of God are communicating with and guarding his people. They're actively pressing back the powers of darkness. It's a constant struggle, it seems.
So angels are like messengers and bodyguards.
In a way, yes. That's described as the line of communication the Lord has established. But there's a catch.
Oh, what's the catch?
There's opposition. Satan is described as a diligent Bible student. Believe it or not.
And diligent Bible student, really?
Yeah, using that knowledge to counterwork the work of the Lord at every turn. Even working miracles to deceive, if possible, the very elect.
Deceptive miracles. Okay, so how do people stay safe then, if even miracles can be misleading?
The safety isn't in trying to work miracles themselves. It's in sticking to the living word. It is written, knowing the truth, standing on scripture. That's the anchor.
Got it. So discernment is key in this communication, and there's even this detail about angels watching and recording things.
Yeah, apparently they observe scenes, record actions, even note down mocking words people say, like about others' face, recording it as mockery towards God himself.
That adds another layer of accountability, I guess. Pervasive awareness.
Absolutely. It's all interconnected.
So given all this, the divine connection, the cosmic channels, the angelic help, the opposition, what's our part in it? How do we plug in?
That's the crucial question, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
Where do we fit?
And the sources seem pretty direct about it. They say none of us are safe except as we have a constant connection with God.
Because that opposition is always trying to get in.
Exactly. Ever seeking to impress and control the mind. There's that example of the disciples in Gethsemane. They fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And because they slept, they failed to receive the evidence which would have strengthened their souls. They basically disconnected themselves right when they needed that heavenly communication most.
But staying awake, staying connected is vital for strength.
Yes. And then there's the vine metaphor. I am the vine, ye are the branches.
Yes. Classic imagery.
The communication there is described as life itself, flowing from the trunk to the branches, unobstructed and constant, leading to growth, to fruit. It's meant to be a natural flow.
And that flow doesn't just come to us, it flows through us, right?
What do you mean?
Well, the sources say God uses human instrumentalities to communicate his will to those who need help. We become part of the network.
Through things like preaching, reading, praying.
Exactly. Those are ways a constant communication is to be kept up between earth and heaven. And then there's the commission.
The Great Commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations.
Baptizing them.
Yeah.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. It's an active role.
And didn't the sources also mention signs following believers?
They did. Casting out devils, speaking in new tongues, protection from harm, healing the sick. These are presented as tangible evidence of that divine power flowing through believers who are actively engaged in the mission.
So accepting the truth isn't passive. It makes you a participant, a missionary, with a duty to share it.
And it highlights the power of speaking from the heart, doesn't it? A heart all aglow with this truth brings conviction. It's contagious.
Okay, wow. So we've gone from Paul's letters all the way to cosmic ladders and our own role as conduits. It's quite a journey through constant communication.
It really covers a lot of ground, from the very practical human stuff right up to the divine and, well, the cosmic.
And Christ's vigilant presence, the angelic channels, the cross as a link, and then us needing to stay connected and participate.
It really shows how these ideas aren't just abstract concepts. They have real implications for how we live, how we connect, how we find strength and guidance. Understanding it is one thing, applying it.
That's the challenge. So to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Yeah, final thought.
What might it actually look like day to day in your own life if you truly leaned into this idea, the idea that there's a constant open line of communication available from heaven, and that you're not just a passive receiver, but actually an integral, active part of that flow, something to maybe reflect on until our next deep dive.
If you enjoyed this study and would like to learn more, please go to revelationwithdaniel.com. and search for Angels Studies. You will find a growing list of this type of podcasts.